Well, now that Donald Trump has left the White House, he may become the first president to face criminal prosecution. Sitting presidents are immune from prosecution, but once a president leaves office, that's no longer the case. Mr. Trump is the only president to be impeached twice. Jonathan Hayfitz is a professor of law at Seton Hall University. He joins us now. Good morning to you, Jonathan. Mr. Trump's presidency was unconventional, to say the least. Did it go further than that, though?
Well, I think it was more than unconventional. I think it was a presidency that's left lasting damage in many ways. I mean, it's a presidency that failed to grapple with the most deadly pandemic in a century and that unleashed very dark forces that ultimately led to the insurrection on the nation's capital on January 6th that attempted to overthrow a free and fair election. So it's truly unprecedented in many ways.
When it comes to criminal charges, though, what type of action could we see for Donald Trump here?
Well, I think there's several potential criminal charges that could be brought. I mean, there's a series of financial crimes related to Trump's tax returns and possible commission of fraud that New York State is investigating, that those occurred before he took office. There's also the potential obstruction of justice charge that was aired during his first impeachment with respect to his attempt to block an investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 election. And then we have the, you know, possible charges arising out of his attempt to overturn the 2020 election. You have the potential charge for incitement to insurrection with respect to Trump's encouragement to the mob that sacked the White House on January 6th. But I think there's also a potentially strong case for his effort to twist the arm of Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, in the phone call that was released a couple of days before the attack on the Capitol, where he essentially threatened Raffensperger to try to find the votes to help him overturn the election. And that's, possibly serious charges under state and federal election law tampering.
When you put it like that, it's a pretty long list. At this point, why wouldn't prosecutors lay charges?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. I think, one, they want to be, sure that they have a strong enough case to establish a conviction. I think for some, with respect to the charge about incitement for insurrection, that's a high bar because of the strong First Amendment protections of free speech that, in a sense, could be, shielding Trump. So there may be challenges there. And there are also just questions about whether it's best for the country for him to be prosecuted and have to kind of, relive a lot of what he did. But I should say that the impeachment trial he's going to be tried in the Senate, and the Senate does not have to find he committed a crime in order for him to be convicted and subsequently disqualified from office. It just simply has to find that it's an impeachable offense that he abused his power in such a way that that if he were in office, he should be removed. And now that he's not in office, that he could be disqualified. And I think, to me, that would be that's a very important piece of the whole puzzle.
Why is that so important?
Well, I think it's important. Not simply that, Trump, like any person, is not above the law and should go to prison if they committed crimes. But I think Trump is not, was not fit to be president of the United States and should not be allowed to run again and sow division and potentially, win an election. I just simply think he's not someone who has who we can take seriously, that he swore an oath to the Constitution when he sought to overturn an election. I mean, nothing is more fundamental than the democratic process and that the ability of people to vote out their leaders in an election. And that's what the American people did. And Trump refused to abide by it. And it led to the violence on January 6th. So for that reason, he should not be allowed to even run for president again. He should be disqualified from office.
When could we see some action taken both around that impeachment and any potential criminal charges?
Well, I think the impeachment we'll probably see sooner rather than later. The Biden administration is certainly kind of balancing the pressure to have a trial and have a trial quickly with the need to address the problems that the nation faces, especially after Trump's mismanagement of the COVID pandemic and the economy, which has been battered. But I think that will happen relatively soon. The criminal charges could take longer. I mean, they're still developing. The prosecutors are still investigating and developing cases against individuals who were involved in the armed attacks, and more evidence is going to come up about that, what role Trump may have played beyond what we know. There's also more investigation to be done in what happened with Georgia. So I think there's, you know, those could take longer because the prosecutors want to develop a case, if they're a strong case, if they're going to bring charges, because they have to meet, you know, there's strong standards, and for good reason, in a criminal prosecution. And Trump, like anyone else, is entitled to those protections. But again, the impeachment trial is not a criminal trial, and Trump can be impeached even if he never is convicted of a criminal offense in a U.S. court.
Appreciate your time this morning. That's Jonathan Hafitz, a professor of law at Seton Hall University, talking about what comes next for Donald Trump.